T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Better Business Bureau is urging people to be careful this holiday season when purchasing a pet online. They are issuing an update to their in-depth study on puppy scams, and they want to make sure that you know how to stay away from fake online sellers. Joining us today in the KRLD Zoom Room is Monica Horton with the BBB. And Monica, is this really that big of an issue, puppy scams?
We found that puppy scams do remain consistently profitable for the scammers. The losses are greater than they were when we originally did the in-depth study in 2017 by 60%, even though the numbers may be down.
That's amazing. How does a puppy scam work? I'm guessing there are several different kinds.
Well, in the digital age, people will turn to the internet to begin shopping for a puppy when they're in the market for that. Or it could be a situation where they see an ad pop up in their social media feed, something like that. So the transaction starts online. The websites that the consumers land on to purchase these puppies look great. They have fantastic pictures of puppies. I think this scam works because there is an emotional component to it. When people are shopping for puppies, they, you know, love their pets and they love their animals. So it's really in line with any online purchase scam. It's just when you're shopping for a puppy online, proceed with caution.
Are there any particular websites that have been noted to be more frequently used by scammers, like maybe neighborhood apps like Citizen or Nextdoor, or is it social media?
The websites that we see will appear and vanish very quickly. Typically, the websites that are selling these fake puppies are registered outside the United States, so there's not a whole lot that can be done. Some consumers report to us the crooks will trick them into paying using digital wallets like Zelle or Venmo, because what they'll say is your credit card purchase didn't go through. We didn't get the initial payment. So we're in order for you to get this puppy, we're going to need a payment. And something that makes this scam a little different is it's multi-tiered. So you purchase the puppy, you give up the money to the crooks. They keep coming back to the victims and re-victimizing them, saying that the puppy needs special shots, or the puppy needs a special crate to be transported in, or, you know, you're paying transportation costs. They will continue to come back and ask for more money over and over and over, as long as the victim is still giving it.
As much as we love them, in the eyes of the law, dogs and pets are considered property. Is that how we should be paying attention and looking at these kinds of transactions, as if we're buying a piece of property, then let the emotions come in after you have it in your possession?
That's great advice, just to try and strip the emotions out of it, because all of the scams that we see at the Better Business Bureau have an emotional hook. And it's there for a reason, because when the emotions are factored in, it really clouds your judgment in making these decisions. So a lot of times they will continue to send that money because they are invested emotionally and they really want that puppy.
How does the BBB help people who have been scammed in something like this? And what should people do if they feel like they are being trapped in a certain situation financially with someone?
I think that the best thing we can do at the BBB is consumer education. Consumers need to be aware that these scams are out there. So awareness is key, because a lot of times these crooks are located outside the United States. So there's not a whole lot that can be done to recoup the money. And especially when you're using, you know, digital wallets and that sort of thing, that's just like handing cash to someone. It's not really traceable. And that's why they like those forms of payment. But particularly any online shopping, but particularly in this situation, if you're looking for a pet for Christmas, for the holidays, and you're doing some shopping, take a step back and really research and vet that website. Do some checking, see how long that website has even been operational. And we always advise consumers to maybe do a reverse image search so they can maybe see where those pictures are being used somewhere else.
Doesn't this also point out the fact that maybe we shouldn't be buying pets through online purchases and perhaps go to shelters and be able to take a pet home with you instead of waiting for it to be delivered to you?
Right. That's, you know, the BBB advice. We start with the very first tip here, and that is avoid purchasing pets that you cannot see in person. If you feel that you want the pet and you can't see it in person, set up a video call. It's easy to do these days where you can actually see the facility, see the puppy, you know, speak to the people.
Absolutely. Any last advice on this or updates to the study you want to share?
If anybody has been a victim of a puppy scam, they can always report it to the Better Business Bureau using our online portal called BBB Scam Tracker. If anyone feels like they may have stumbled on a scam, report it to us. If you've been a victim, report it to us. All of our information is found online at bbb.org. And you can see what other people have reported to us. And our scam tracker data shows that this scam is still prevalent, even though the numbers are down. Like I said, 60% increase in losses compared to when we first did an in-depth study on this scam in 2017.
Wow, incredible. Again, that is Monica Horton with the BBB on the KRL The Afternoon News. Thanks so much, Monica, for your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.